So just in terms of as we begin and turn towards this possibility, I was just reflecting as I was walking up the hill from the Golders Green tube station this morning and remembering this event that took place at some point in the life of the Buddha, where he was in the forest with his retinue of followers and they were practicing together in the woods, and someone came along and saw all these people sitting very calmly and quietly and serenely, in fact, and was struck by the radiance of these beings and asked the Buddha, you know, how is it that your followers come to be so radiant? There's something sort of shining about them. And the Buddha responded, obviously I'm slightly paraphrasing this rather than quoting it directly from a text, but essentially the Buddha responded, he said, my followers are radiant because they do not dwell upon the past, they do not grasp after the future, and therefore they are radiant. Those who dwell upon the past and who grasp after the future dry up and wither like green reeds cut down in the sun. And so as a basic sort of suggestion already, this practice of meditation is something that's linked to a quality of brightness, of radiance in that sense. Something about what it means for us to deeply connect with the truth of our experience, to begin to free our hearts and our minds from the entanglement with past and future. Which doesn't mean we can't learn from the past, and it doesn't mean we can't attend to the future. But it means that we understand where we are. We're in touch with what's actually real for us. That's the beginning point. It's actually also the end point. So there isn't somewhere we're trying to get to here. And invite you to not make an arduous journey out of your practice or out of this day in search of some distant arrival point. Something about where we are actually has so much to offer us. So much to offer each of us. So that's enough in a way of introduction, I think. Let's begin with some meditation practice. It's useful to find a way in which your body can be relatively at ease and yet alert. That's the primary. Those are the primary qualities we're looking for in a posture. So it can be sitting on the floor or in a chair. But what's generally helpful and supportive is a sense of uprightness. So if you're in the chair, if you're able to sit forward from in the chair, so you're not leaning or slouching or slumping and sort of snoozing in the back of it, comfy as it may be, but there's some sense of just upright openness. A sense of the torso being uplifted can be very helpful. A sense of contact with the ground. So if you're on a cushion or kneeling, you feel your knees, your feet. If you're sitting on a chair, have feet flat on the ground rather than crossing your legs. Sometimes the chairs aren't quite the ideal height or shape. They either tend to tilt us backwards, or some of these are for children. And if you need to put a cushion under your bottom to lift yourself up, or under your feet so they touch the ground, that's often useful. But really helpful to not have your knees higher than your pelvis. Because if your knees are higher than your pelvis, your back has to work and your belly has to work quite hard to stop you tipping over, or you have to bend forward to counterbalance. So just some sense of that, which is why I suggest sometimes sitting forward in the chair, putting the maybe feet a little further out, and then that will adjust the angle of the welcome coming. Adjust the angle of your body. And having said that, of course, sometimes it won't always be comfortable or at ease. Just having permission to stay with that a little if that feels workable for you, but and not have to just move or react to every minor moment of discomfort that may arise, but having permission, if needed, to make some adjustment, to allow yourself to be at ease. And just as I say that, just I'd like to, particularly given the theme of the day, I'd like to ask you just now to check and see, have you really given yourself permission? Or have you just thought, oh, he's only saying that, but he's not going to move, so, you know, we're not really supposed to. And, you know, real meditators don't move. Not the good ones. And that's what we're aspiring to. Right now, if you spot that in your mind, see if you could let that go. Abandon it, really. Not just let it go. Abandon it. It's like there is no truth in that perception. Meditation is not about the posture, about whether we stay still or move, or what shape our body is in. Of course, certain qualities are supported by our posture, for sure. But meditation is something much more than that. And so settling into your body, just as you are here, the body is always found right here and right now. A mind, it seems, can go anywhere, and often does. And we can live, it seems, often lost in the stories, the activities, and the reactivity of our mind and our mental patterning. And there's really not a lot of well-being living lost in that condition. Not a lot of joy. Not a lot of real sense of quality in life. And so, coming into our body, coming into your body, me coming into my body, and just noticing what you feel. Maybe areas of tightness, soreness, the odd ache in the shoulder, or sense of a little weariness. Maybe you didn't quite get to bed as early last night as one might have wished to. I was wandering around in Hampstead looking for a hotel at sort of 10 o'clock last night. The map showed it in one place, and that's not where it was, so it was kind of an interesting exercise. This isn't a meditation instruction, but it's kind of useful to notice sometimes that there are conditions for why we experience ourselves the way we are. So, okay, there's a little bit of dullness I notice in my just behind my eyes. And so, yeah, I was up quite late, later than I normally am, which you might think 10 o'clock, that's not late. But something about just let the condition be as it is for you. Even if you don't know why it's that way, trust that there's a reason. And just let it be so. Coming into your body in the here and now, just as it is, just as you are, noticing what it's like that you're sitting here, that your body is present, alive. Am I speaking loudly enough? Alive. Notice perhaps the experience of breathing that moves in your body. What it's like as your body draws air in and swells in receiving that nourishment. How your body softens, relaxes, and releases the air as you breathe out. Gentle, natural, organic rhythm of life sustaining itself as it does through each breath, through each moment, and through our entire existence. This breathing in and breathing out takes place. And so letting that be an embodied experience, known just as it is. Notice if there's any attempt to somehow grab hold of the breathing. You may have been trained to skewer it like a fork into a vegetable. We don't need to grab it too tightly. We don't need to worry if it slips away, because it comes back again and again. And so, just feeling the actual experience of breathing in and breathing out can usually be helpful to close the eyes. But if you're drowsy or don't feel comfortable with them closed, it's all right to have them open. But notice if you start looking around, that's not so helpful. Let the eyes be soft and focused gently, softly on the space in front of you, or the ground in front of you. And rather than trying to pick out and focus on a particular location where you might notice your breathing, see if you can include a sense of the whole movement of breathing. The air moves over the lip and into the nostrils, travels down your throat and your chest expands, the belly rises. And in a way, the whole organism swells with the vitality, with the energy. The ripple is felt throughout the whole physical structure and beyond, in fact, as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, again, there's a softening, releasing, a dropping away. And the air moves up as the belly falls and the chest contracts. And the air moves up through the throat and out the nostrils. And again, we can feel that quality of release, of softening, of sometimes dropping. We can feel that through the whole body, perhaps. And without trying to feel something other than what's there, or make a particular experience happen, being really interested to notice what is happening just now in your body as you breathe. Not to analyze it or evaluate it, but to experience it as a way of connecting. To know it as really a gateway. Into being more consciously where you are. If you notice your attention is drawn away to other things, sounds may arise, people moving, breathing, coughing, just including that experience as part of what's here. And any way in which you're affected by it, including that too. Find your mind busy, engaged in patterns of thought or reactivity. Again, just making space for that. But for now, gently and softly releasing it from the focus of your attention and reconnecting with your breathing, with your body. It's just the sense of what is right here, right now. reconnecting again with the simple experience of breathing in and breathing out. Being conscious of your whole body as it participates in breathing. If you're finding it a little hard to connect with that, you can just amplify the breath a little for 2 or 3 breaths, just breathing a little more deeply, consciously. You feel your body swelling as you breathe in. Softening, releasing, dropping as you breathe out. And then again, allowing the breath to be quite natural, just as it is. And experiencing it however you experience it. There's no need for it to be other than that. For now, allowing yourself to rest in the experience of knowing breathing, feeling breathing, just breathing. just this breath right here, this body right now breathing, resting your attention wholeheartedly in just this.